Vikings block the punt, and it was blocked by Adam Thielen, who picks it up. 20, 10, touchdown! Detroit Lakes go crazy!
Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. This is the Xfinity Player Breakdown, and it's a local guy. His name is Adam Thielen. He blocked a punt against the Carolina Panthers, scooped it up, got into the end zone for his first National Football League touchdown. And to talk about that and more on Vikings Game Plan, we welcome the wide receiver, special teams ace to the show. How many texts and or voice messages on your phone after the Carolina game?
A lot. A lot of text messages, a lot of Facebook posts. It was awesome to receive that support from friends and family.
How'd you pull off the block punt?
Coach Prefer had a good game plan. He had he knew that one of us three were going to come through, me, Jasper, or Sendejo. And actually, I probably wouldn't have come free if it wasn't for Sendejo coming so free. And the fullback actually came back and blocked him, which left me wide open to the punter and kind of got lucky a little bit.
Is there something you see during the course of a week of prep where you kind of rub your hands together and you're like, we have a good shot at this?
Yeah, absolutely. There was a weakness we saw in their, in the inside of their protection, and we knew that one of us were going to come free, and it was just a matter of who it was going to be and laying out and giving it the effort to do it.
Then the Vikings vault at the end. What I'm talking about, there's Adam jumping into the stands after scoring his first National Football League touchdown. What compelled you to do that?
You know, I really don't know. It was just in the moment. And I was running, and I saw a little kid up there with a Vikings helmet on, and I decided to just jump up there and celebrate with him.
You being a Detroit Lakes native, played collegiately at Minnesota Mankato. What does it mean to you to play for the Vikings?
Oh, it means a lot. You know, it's an honor for me growing up watching this team every Sunday, watching the greats of Chris Carter and Randy Moss. And to be on the same field and the same level of those guys, it's almost unreal.
Adam, what are some keys to succeeding on special teams?
Just effort. You're not going to be a good special teamer unless you have tremendous effort and you're physical. And that's one thing I've been working a lot on is being more physical because, in college I didn't play special teams. And receiver, you don't have to be that physical. But that's one thing that I've been focused on is becoming more physical, and that's hopefully helped my game.
And as a wide receiver, Adam gets the opportunity to work and practice daily against Xavier Rhodes, second-year guy from Florida State. Talk about his development. He's playing really well this year.
Oh, yeah, and you can tell why when you go against him in practice. The guy works harder than anybody else does. He's focused in the meeting room, and he's just a guy that he wants to get better, and he comes here every day to get better, and it shows on the field.
Now, what about Teddy Bridgewater's improvement? What have you seen week in and week out in working with him?
He's just he's another one of those guys that is in here to play football, and he's not here to just mess around and make money or anything like that. He's here to win football games and become the best football player he can. And those are the guys that's easy to be around, and he's getting better every week, and you can see it. And it's going to be exciting to see what his future holds.